want to go back to Bridget's map of the employment zones. And can you put the light down just a bit, maybe? Now, when you look at London this way, it really looks like an assemblage of fragments. And I wish we had two slides, so I could put on that one particular slide in Rem's presentation, which shows the grid at its most elementary, both the grid of the larger urban fabric and the grid that he and his team produced of the site, White City. Both the site and the larger London space that he captures in that slide are also look like assemblages. Building on Dieter's point, I would say that one of the challenges is to what extent the assemblage that the White City project represents, which is a set of sub-economies inserted in this very large site, frankly, can actually incorporate a whole variety of these spaces, you know, which in Bridget's map are different colors, the red, the green, the blue, etc. Now, I do think that the site, the plan for White City that we saw is one of the few versions of a plan, and Dieter, I'm also speaking to you here, that can actually keep us from repeating what was done in Canary Wharf, which I still see as problematic. I know that it's high quality office space, I know all of that, but it is not the kind of assemblage of multiplicities of different sub-worlds that a city actually is. Now, we know that maps are representations, they're incomplete, etc., but still, they tell us something. And here, moving on to the question then of labor markets and the particular site that Rem showed us, in principle, though reality will show what happens, in principle, it seems to me that there is enough diversity in that plan that it actually could hook up with a whole variety of labor market, let me call them situations, since these are multiple outcomes that we see in these colors. This is very, very elementary. And in that sense, I do think it is very interesting. I think there is a possibility, but these possibilities I don't think are intrinsic necessarily. It will take work. It will take making. It will take participation. A whole variety of things. Now, I have the impression that London, like New York, these are cities where communities and different organizations are up to participate and to engage. So again, this notion of assemblages of fragments, the parallels that I see. Final point, I know I'm running out of time. When I look at cities nowadays, I do tend to see that besides the urbanities that they have inherited from the past, the urbanities of the present that, you know, constitute the city, there's a different kind of urbanity in the making. And it is an urbanity that is actually made up of the fragments that are located on global circuits that can be immigrant communities whose households are de facto transnational, that can be financial centers which are deeply connected to other such fragments in other cities. And so one question I have is whether this kind of master plan, and I do share Dieter's anxieties, but whether this kind of master plan that we saw here, in the context of a complex, fragmented city like London, not in the context of some sort of homogeneous city, that's a totally different story, but in this context, actually begins also to produce a sense of that more complex assemblage of fragments that connect cities to other cities. I know I'm taking it to the stratosphere, but I do think that something like that is possibly in the making, given the complexity of the site as designed and given the complexity of London.